car this year, left the same setup in it. I went into the first corner and barrel rolled about 20, 30 feet up in the air.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was an interesting ride.
Unbelievable. Now, Allie, you can certainly, I mean, you know what he's going through out at this
racetrack. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm thinking that he needs to come park the hauler tomorrow, and I'll take care of the dirt.
Oh, man.
She will,
too, Steve.
We've already got one girl out here that we're all meeting us. She could probably come out here and kick all of her butts, too.
Are you talking about Julie? Julie McDermott?
Julie, yep.
Yeah, man, Julie McDermott, and she's doing a great job in that thing.
I tell you what, she can get up on the wheel of a race car. It's pretty cool.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Steve, I'll tell you what, it's real important for you to, continue to work hard on this campaign to get kicked off for tomorrow. But we really appreciate you joining us for a few minutes tonight on Trackside Tonight.
I tell you what, guys, thanks for having me, and we'll see you throughout the week.
Steve, before we go, let everybody know where they can get more information about you, your race team, and take this opportunity to perhaps thank anybody you'd like that made the trip down south here with you, sponsors, just anything you want. Just take a few minutes, man. Help yourself.
We've actually just got a new website up at steveartfromracing.com. We've been keeping that up to date, actually, from heat race to feature to B-Main, whatever we're in. I got to thank, first of all, Larry Shaw Race Cars. He's actually absolutely taken my race program and stepped it up probably about three or four levels from where it was at. AFCO Shocks, New Vision Graphics, Fast Shafts, Tim's Automotive, our engine program, A. Rupert, Well Drilling, Dyer's Rods, all of our sponsors, Comp Cams. Lots of people think all these companies just give these guys money, but it's actually their products that take these cars and make them go around the track the way they do. So we could not do a thing of what we do without all these companies helping us.
Very well, man, and we certainly appreciate you joining us tonight, Steve. I will come see you tomorrow. We will certainly have a good chance of talking in Victory Lane tomorrow night.
Well, I tell you what, I hope we can. And if we don't see in Victory Lane, I promise you it won't be from lack of effort because we're trying hard.
That's for sure. Well, looking at your bio here, I've got to agree. I mean, your height and weight statistics, 6 feet, 200 pounds, in parentheses, all muscle.
I tell you what, I've put on a few pounds. It's 30 below back up north in Canada right now, and I've put on a little bit of a winter coat this year.
What's wrong with that?
I think my race suit shrunk over the winter.
You know, but
it
must be something in the water down here. I watched it soon as I got here.
All of my clothes continue to do that.
Before you go, Steve, tell people how long it actually takes you to get here from Ontario. When I was talking to you last year, you were saying about you had to go through customs and everything.
Yep. It's probably about, I don't know, we stopped in Arkansas on the way. It would probably be about a 35-hour drive, straight driving time.
Wow.
It's not that bad. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
Steve Arpin. I tell you what, some of the best races we've had are to and from the racetrack.
I was wondering if we were going to get to that, but I was hoping he'd leave himself out. Don't tell anybody your license plate number.
Yeah, we better stop it at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve, thank you very much, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Steve Arpin, and I'll tell you, Randy, the guy, just like he was tonight, he'll be if he finishes 20th tomorrow night or first, same way. He's just a wonderful representative of his race team, all of his sponsors, and a positive mental attitude all the time. Great guy.
Sounds like a great guy. Speaking of great guys, I want to tell you all something that happened in this day and age, there's not many good things that you can report. It's tough. You all know last week I was in Orlando, way down Orlando, actually, at a function with the Orlando Magic. Well, as it was getting close to time for me to think about leaving, I get a phone call, and my dad and his wife were in an accident. They were sitting at a stoplight, and an individual came up over the hill and just, for whatever reason, decided that this wasn't the appropriate time to stop, and ran into the back of him, and very hard, well over $5,000 damage to their car, but then decided that he really needed to keep going. So he backed up and took off. There was a good Samaritan nearby who witnessed the whole thing. Stopped quickly to check on them. They appeared at least, they weren't bleeding. So he said, I'm going to go and follow this guy, and I'll be back. He followed the individual home to where the guy parked his car, and got his license plate number, came back to the scene of the accident, and waited for the police to come, and then provided all the information to the police department. And I, this guy could have very left his business card, in addition to everything else, could have very easily chosen what so many people would do today, to opt out and say, I'm not going to get involved. But, I just want to say, first off, I've said it to him individually, but I want to say thank you to him on our program. And I would hope that more people, in given that same situation, would do the same thing. What he said to me was, he said, I would hope somehow, someday, that if I wasn't around here and this happened to my family, that somebody would see it and would try to help them as well. And that was the reason he did it. I'm not going to give his name because that's something that he doesn't know that I'm even doing this. Nonetheless, needless to say, it was a very kind act that is all too uncommon today. And I just want to thank him personally.
Speaking of
neither was this.
But we want to give our thoughts to Dave Lang. He got into an accident on Friday.
Oh my,
Mr. Dave Lang, if you're listening, we hope you feel better soon and come back soon. We're all pulling for you, buddy.
Well, I was I came to the station. As a matter of fact, I think it was Friday, and Phil was here, and the bug has gone around this station. A lot of people have been down sick, and Dave had the same thing, but I wasn't aware of the accident. But is he going to be all right? I mean.
He has a broken leg, and he's going in.
Oh, wow.
To surgery tomorrow.
Very well. Yeah, we're certainly with you, Dave.
We're all pulling for you.
Anyway, those kinds of things stay, as you know, Joe. Most of the time, people are just going, next.
And, absolutely.
And it's not a matter of insurance or anything like that, because obviously my dad was insured, but it was still the right thing to do, and it doesn't happen very often, so... Thank you very much from me and my dad. Anyway, Allie.
Yes.
3,400 pounds a race car. And you're sitting there getting ready to take the green flag. Let's see, the ARCA race is what? It's
Saturday.
About 60.
Oh, it's 80 laps.
80 laps long. Yeah. Okay. 80 laps long. So that means you're going to have to make at least one pit stop, one that would be scheduled, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've watched ARCA since now. I told you how old I am compared to you.
I heard the shoe comment.
Okay, yeah, that's the truth.
Well, I believe
okay.
it. We heard that. I was like, oh, my God, he needs us. We're on our way, Alec.
He's got them on.
No.
He's got them on.
They're a pair of golf shoes that I have taken good care of, by the way. Anyway.
Well, you must not walk in the rough like I do.
Well, if you hit it hit it, Billy, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so the grass ain't up
nice.
Over the laces.
Yeah, right.
All right. I got mine in the pond one time.
I'm sure. I've watched ARCA racing. As a matter of fact, 1979.
Slow down now.
Might have been 78. It was Kyle Petty. Kyle Petty won his first race ever in any kind of serious sanctioned racing division, and he won by a mile, but along the way he made pitting, he brought new excitement to pitting. He slid through the pits, he spun out in the pits, he did everything wrong in the pits that could be done, and he's not alone, because ARCA doesn't get to race often at a speedway this size. And what, we were talking about speed earlier, mm-hmm. and how it's not such a big deal. But it's a big deal coming from going very, very fast to slowing down.
Right.
Okay. Have you practiced any of this stuff yet?
A little bit, but nothing major. We actually got snowed out at Talladega. So a lot of our testing got cut real short, and we had to go back because we were supposed to be scheduled to go to Lakeland to practice pit stops. So a lot of mine has been like talking it out. I was cracking on my own self a couple days ago, telling all my crew guys to make sure they stay over the wall at least 3 seconds before I stop. due to the fact that the guys that I'm working with, I trust a lot, and they've been, thoroughly talking it out with me and making sure that I knew and, what RPM and what gear I need to be in and when I need to start braking, how many pit stalls before. What kind of angle I need to have the car in case a scenario arises where a car is blocking mine. So I guess we're going to see.
Well,
I hope we're up front enough to where, a pit stop will have a clear shot. So
Well, I hope you. I honestly hope you'll get some time to be able to come off of turn four and figure out how to get it slowed down, because it's a big deal. And the other thing that's a big deal, and I think you've probably already figured this out, but the brake pedal at Daytona and Talladega is completely different than it is at a half mile, three quarter mile track. I mean, you essentially get the feeling, if correct me if I'm wrong, like there isn't any brake.
Right.
Isn't that the first impression? You get on the brake pedal.
I mean, you're going about 180, and then the brakes. You want less friction as possible, so the brake pads and the rotors aren't very big at a super speedway, because you don't use any brake going in. So, you know, you got to start using the brakes on the backstretch to get the car slowed down enough, you know, to come in during the pits. So it's a lot different than, you know, running a 3/8, you know, even a quarter mile track at Citrus, to going and running where you don't have hardly any brakes at all.
My first experience was I went to touch the brake and I went, oh, God, there isn't any, you know, and that's because it's so different.
Right.
And you know, and then, of course, you don't use much. You're right. You don't use much, but it was a really, that first went, uh-oh, you know, I don't know if I got any, how are we going to get this figured out? But obviously, you do figure out that you've got it. But I have, if I had a dollar for every time I've seen somebody do a loop-de-loop trying to get stopped coming to pit road in the ARCA series, I would, we'd be doing TV, Joe. We'd be doing live.
That's right.
Network.
That's right.
TV, you know.
Allie, let me just say, I've known you many years. You're ready for this.
Oh, I'm.
You are ready for this. I mean, just everything about you. You're very relaxed. You certainly you know what you're talking about, and you've certainly made that progression from the dirt. But I truly think you're ready for this. You agree?
Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, I look at my brother. He's sitting out here, and he's like 12. So, and he was my age when I started racing.
Right, right.
So I look at him, and I'm like, wow, that's so crazy that I've done all this. And you know, a lot of the aspect of looking at it from an adult point of view and a car owner was when I did make that transition to North Carolina, and I moved by myself. Right. So it wasn't just racing, but I had, you know, my apartment I had to take care of, and, you know, payments and stuff like
that.
And a lot of that came, and now I can look at it from an owner's point of view and try to understand it from a different perspective than just being in the driver's seat.
Of course.
So that transition, you know, made me grow up and realize and take that step even further than just being a race car driver.
Of course.
And now to come back, I'm so ready for Daytona. Everybody that was going to be nervous that first, but I got to the track and I was so antsy. I'm like, come on, just let me go. And like, okay, just take it easy your first time. And there was no taking it easy. I went out there and backstretch. It was like fourth gear. I was like by the wall, coming, you know,
nice.
going in turn three, like right up in the third groove above that, the white line. And, you know, I was pedaled in the metal the whole way. And
awesome.
The guy on the radio, he's like, man, I've never even seen a girl on the track before. He goes, but I guess dig, driver, dig.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, very relaxed, and I think it's wonderful. I really, really look forward to watching that one. There's no doubt about it, Allie.
What's the number you're going to run?
Number 12.
Okay. And sponsored again by who?
NECA, which is the National Electrical Contractors Association, and then IBEW, which is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. It's actually electrifyingcareers.com is what I promote, and it's an apprenticeship program for, you know, young people to have a career in the electrical industry and stuff like that. And so that's what I'm promoting, and I'm ready to go. They're totally excited about it, which is nice to have a sponsor that's so involved and so wanting to be a part of this. And so I'm really looking forward to
it. The color of the car?
The color of the car, it looks like a lightning storm.
Nice.
It's blue, yellow, and black, and it looks real good. We just got them wrapped down at Signs on Time, and Jamie did an awesome job.
Good deal. Is Mario going to drive a car as well?
Mario is driving a car. I think he kind of feels weird not being the number 12. So I told him it's okay. He's used to seeing the number 12 up front. You know, just let me draft him on the outside.
And then, Allie, oh, man.
But yeah, he's driving, and I told him we're gonna do this like shake and bake thing. But you know, when it comes time to do the slingshot, I'll be the one that's like slingshot engaged around him.
I'm probably gonna go ahead and sink my own ship here. But the brand of the race car is gonna be a
Chevrolet.
Okay,
but I'm driving a Daytona Dodge Dually.
Okay, beautiful. There you go, that a girl. She's learned this whole sponsor thing real well. You know,
I'm telling you, Randy, she's ready, man.
Yeah,
unreal.
Now, I want to talk to you a little bit more because, again, I enjoy the ARCA race a lot. It's one of my favorite races at Daytona, more than the Bud Shootout and more than the duels and all that. I really enjoy the ARCA race. And I would think that these guys who have talked to you a lot about how the ARCA guys and girls have a tendency to get – they can get spread out – And what I think that's what you're looking for early, isn't it? I mean, you want to get it spread out a little bit. Because the other thing that happens in an ARCA, when they're together at Daytona,
yeah,
lots of things happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of action. This is unlike any other stock car event at Daytona. I mean, the duels, we know there's going to be some follow leader and they'll do some jockeying at the end. The Bud shootout, you can say what you want. The 500 is going to be, I'm not trying to predict a bad thing, but it'll be a follow leader train for a long time, partly because it's a long race. Your race is a relatively short race. I mean, right. This race could be over in just a little over an hour if we didn't have any yellow flags.
Right.
Strategy.
Well, you have to look at the field also that's coming into Daytona this year. There's so many development teams out there, and there's so many good drivers transferring over to trying to make that stock car career. So it's of course there's a lot of rookie drivers, but you have to look at their background. They're not rookie drivers at all. So when you look at this, it's like, okay, you can kind of tell where they come from and their driving style. My strategy, our cars are really good, and Mario's, pretty confident that we're going to sit inside the top 10 in qualifying. Whether or not that happens, just what I've been told, stay at the bottom of the ARCA race, and I just want to be able to, go out there and get seat time, but my objective is not necessarily to go out there and finish the race. Everybody says that for their rookie run, but, we've worked hard enough, and, Mario's put a lot of effort into this, and I feel really comfortable at Daytona. I feel really comfortable inside of ARCA car, and my plan is to get to the front, and, whether people think that's, out of my bounds or not realistic. It's realistic to me because of how far we've gotten. So if I can stay with Mario, or I just want to work with Mario because I just trust him. We have that bond, and
that's
if we
a
can
good person to
if
trust.
We can get together, it'd be just like Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon, working together, and anybody out there, they're good enough drivers. I feel this year the field is unbelievable of who's in it. So I think you're going to see a different type of ARCA race this year. A lot of new faces, but a lot of people with, really good experience and background.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but ARCA is not limited to a 43-car field. There will be more cars than 43 that make the race. Is that correct?
I believe so. I'm not really sure that's worked just because of how many cars are going to be there. 79 drivers is a lot of drivers to go to Daytona.
Start them all.
No,
oh,
Billy.
Gosh.
No, Billy. No, no.
This is
no,
not an enduro no, at New Smyrna or Barberville.
Yeah. I'm saying, start them all.
No, don't start them all.
Start them all, and then that way, when she wins, she can say she outran 78 of them.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to start them all. Okay,
all right.
Promise you, don't start them all.
Hey, if they start them all, let me flag it.
Yeah, boy. Okay, yeah. If they start them all, you'll flag one end. Joe flag the other. And I'll be on one end, and there'll be another flagman out
there. Brad'll be flagging at the other.
This will look like a road course flag.
There you go.
How have you been? Now, I mean, you're not the first female to run ARCA. You're not the first female to run a prominent series, but you would certainly be one of the youngest female to do what you're about to do. How are you being treated in the garage area?
Actually, I've grown through that whole transition of, pretty much their diversity. Starting at 12 to now, I've seen that transition just from running at Barberville and New Smyrna. It's kind of like an iffy situation, and then going to North Carolina a little bit more accepted as a female. But going into Daytona, ARCA pits, they've seen females before. They're used to it. And it's so awesome because a lot of people know where I came from because of, how we ran at Hickory last year and stuff like that. And being the Daytona girl, a lot of the people from here, as far as fan base wise, I'm getting so much more respect than I thought. And it's a wonderful feeling going down in the pits and, people coming to you for advice. It's like, oh, okay, this is cool. It's a different atmosphere. And the guys are wonderful, and everybody at ARCA is so pumped. I met them back at Lynn St. James luncheon in 04, and now I'm actually driving in their series, so they're so excited to have me there, and everybody's just real pumped to have the local come and bring a show. So
we're certainly going to be rooting for you. I think speaking of rooting, we got to go to a break, and don't go anywhere, because I'm sure we're not done with you, and we're certainly going to allow anybody who's out there listening have an opportunity to call and ask you a question. So before we go to the break, the numbers are 239-0033, *1150 on your AT&T wireless cell phone, 800-927-0033. Call us. We're going to be back in just a couple minutes.
compatibility surveys. Why let a computer decide who's right when you can decide for yourself? Find your local soulmate at Cupid.com, online or in person at one of our speed dating events.
Cupid.com. Advertising locally on great radio stations to bring people together for love.
For over a decade now, the folks at Spikes Athletic Footwear have been committed to the idea that personalized service still matters. Hi, I'm Greg Isley, owner-operator of Spikes Athletic Footwear, and I'm pleased to announce that thanks to our thousands of loyal customers, that pledge to handle our customers' needs on a one-at-a-time basis has been a success. Equipped with name brands like ASICS, Brooks, New Balance, Mizuno, Saucony, just to name a few, our expert sales techs can match our clients' specific needs to the perfect shoe. If you're experiencing pain in the heel, arch, forefoot, or have special width needs, we can help. Our know-how and expansive inventory may well improve your quality of life. Come find out why area health professionals insist their patients and loved ones visit Spikes Athletic Footwear. That's Spikes Athletic Footwear, 1237 Ridgewood Avenue, Holly Hill, or call us at 677-2494.
At VIP Printing in Daytona Beach and Ormond Beach, they have the latest cutting-edge digital technology and equipment to get your job done. But without quality people, caring people, people with many years of experience and expertise, VIP Printing wouldn't have been voted best around year after year after year. The printing industry has changed drastically over the years, but the quality care offered by the staff at VIP Printing will never change. They still offer the highest quality printing and graphic services available today with competitive prices and fast, friendly service. Call or stop by today. VIP Printing in Ormond Beach, 99 South Yonge Street, 673-0255. Or in downtown Daytona Beach, 133 West International Speedway Boulevard, 258-3326. VIP Printing, entering their 30th year in business. And see their new look in downtown Daytona Beach. Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Welcome back to Trackside Tonight. I'm Randy Dye. That would be your turn, Joe.
I'm Joe.
Okay.
I'm Billy the Kid.
And I'm Allie Owen.
Yeah, about that. She even picks this up like there's nothing to it, man. She's ready. No problem, huh? Okay. So we've got a call already, huh? We're going to wait a second. You're going to give me the high sign. All right. So Mario is giving you some really good advice. Who else would you say you've gotten some good advice from? Anybody you'd name that really? I don't get a sense that you're really relying on a whole lot of folks here. You're relying on you, which is a good thing. I mean, I'm impressed with your. I'm going to call it confidence, not cockiness, but confidence. I like that.
I've kind of taken it in from everybody. When I lived in North Carolina, Mike Wallace, you know. We would talk a lot because I'd race with Chrissy at Hickory, and you know, we were always talking about Daytona and stuff like that. And then actually me and Tony Stewart had a really pretty interesting conversation one year at Lynn St. James, because he was actually there for the Indy race, and he stayed at the same hotel and we were talking and stuff like that. And I always ask, I don't really care about running by myself, I always ask about the draft. Mm-hmm. And you can never get enough advice about the draft, and every story and every piece of advice is so much different. So when you take it all in and then you can go out there and apply it, it's like, oh, okay, I understand what they're talking about here. And then if I moved a little bit, I was like, okay, now I understand this guy's point of view too. So a little bit from everywhere. I'm like the jabberjaws in the pits. I'm like, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. And that's just kind of how I am.
My experience in the draft was the very first part of the experience was I guess the only way I know how to say it, maybe tell me if you get that, this same sensation. It was like, how do I backpedal? How do I? Because you get this sensation of I'm going to drive right up and through the guy in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to pedal it. You know, you don't want to touch the brake,
right?
And yet you didn't want to lift all the way off the throttle, but you're trying to figure out where that point is that you could follow him. and not run over him. I don't know if you ever got that
feeling or not. It's really weird, and you can see it. I guess perfect example is when there's a guy almost halfway, half a straightaway ahead of somebody on TV, and then you all of a sudden, you know, a couple laps later, they're right on top of him. When I first pulled up, I was like, oh, man, like you said, I'm going to run right over him. Yeah. And it was Mario in front of me. So I'm thinking, oh, great, I'm going to hit Mario and put him in the wall. And then I'm not racing Daytona because he'll be driving my car. But he just, like, he kept telling me on the radio, Allie, get closer, get closer, get closer. I'm thinking, oh, boy, if I get any closer, I'm like, buddy,
yeah,
we're gonna have fun here in a minute. Yeah. Let me just get a little closer to you in the turn. But, yeah, once you get to him, it's kind of like you're stuck to him. It's like Velcro. And you can't pull away, and wherever he drives, your car is going to go. And, you know, however his car is what your car is going to do. So it was really weird, but you get used to it after a while. It gets real fun.
My experience in a draft was in a frozen mug.
No kidding. That comes as a shocker right there.
I was laughing about the whole time.
Okay. Mark, does Bill just want to listen, or does he want to be on the show?
He wants to talk.
Go ahead, Bill. Okay, Bill. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, I wanted to just say a lot of people think ARCA is like a minor league race association, but hell, I've been with them. I used to go with them 55 through the 60s, and in the 50s, when Pat Flaherty won the Indianapolis 500, he used to be MARC, it used to be Midwest Association for Race Cars, and John Markham was the president, and he was sort of in with Bill France, and they had some kind of outing, and then he got a lot of United States Auto Club drivers, and I was Jim Ratman, who won the Indianapolis 500, I think, in 1960 with the Smokey Unix car. They went to Dayton, Ohio, which was a high bank like Bristol, and he had a 58 Chevy, and they had to run them the way they were. They had to run the X frame. At the 58 came out with an X frame. A lot of them used to put a 58 body Chevy body on a 57 Chevy, which had the box frame, and Markham wouldn't allow them. And Jim Ratman, who had won Indy, he ran over there, and he told the guy, tell him the car's no good because I ain't going to take no chance on this kind of track. And they had Roger Ward. I was at Milwaukee. Tony Bettenhausen won the race with a 58 Ford, and he had one tire smaller than the other, and they gave it to Roger Ward, who won a couple Indianapolis 500. So a lot of people, you know, they take ARCA for it's like a minor team, but
it's not. And
at one time they were as good as NASCAR.
Well, Allie, wouldn't you agree? It's far from minor league. You've paid your dues and you're ready.
They had Lee Petty, Curtis Turner came to Detroit on the fairgrounds.
I don't think, you know, I think maybe, Bill, maybe you got the wrong idea from one of the things I said. But
but I mean, you really didn't see it when it was really, really good.
I was there.
I think it's been really good for a while, and I think what's neat, what's really good about it, if you really look at the development series, and you
That's
know
right.
remember that the Busch Now Nationwide series was supposed to be a kind of a development type situation.
That's right.
The Craftsman Truck series, I'm not sure what it'll be named next year, but you know it. These series are, they struggle for identity.
That's
ARCA
right.
does not struggle for identity.
Right.
Its identity is very clear. And many of the Cup teams use it, have over the last several years, used it pretty, as opportunistic to help grow some drivers, test their product, test their guys. And I think it's a wonderful series. I look forward to watching it. And, I need to see it get some more TV time.
Yeah, they had Curtis Turner. He came to Detroit Fairgrounds. It was a mile track. And then I still remember Labor Day 1958. They went to United States Auto Club and ARCA. They, like, teamed up. And Freddie Lorenzen, all them good drivers were there. And, boy, and then they used to have, in the 50s and early 60s, we would race at Camfield Speedway Friday night, Toledo Saturday night, and go to Dayton on Sunday afternoon. Man, you couldn't beat it. I tell you, that was really, thank God I lived through them days because them days are gone.
Hey, Bill, you listen to our program all the time.
Yeah.
You know who Jean is?
Yeah.
She's waiting on the other line, and if I don't get to her, she's going to beat me.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, Bill.
Haven't heard from Bill in a,
yeah,
in a little
glad,
while.
I'm yeah.
really glad he called.
Yeah, I
really
am too. I, you know, it's cool when you listen to what he has to say about the, some of the old times. He's, you know, and he recalls it like it was
I'll
10
tell you
minutes
what we're
going
to do. We're going to try to – we're going to make our own segment called Backtracking with Bill.
That's a good idea.
Bill, I mean that. You call us every Monday night, spend 5 minutes backtracking with Bill.
Hold on. Who are you going to come in here and commentate with him?
Bill.
You?
Me and you and Randy, same as always.
Stop.
I'm the senior member of this team. I'm the oldest one here, so I got a better shot.
I didn't even know they had a 1960.
You
know,
that's
you
can
when
learn
I was
a lot
born,
from Bill.
Billy. Okay, that's enough. Okay, 1960. Yeah, just so you know.
I already knew you was born 1960 because you got shoes older than Allie.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But they're not 48
you
years
old. You got them on.
Okay. Let's talk to Jean. And I know she's not a New England Patriots fan.
Oh.
If she were. This
couldn't happen to a nicer team.
Yeah, how about that? Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I like the young lady I call. I didn't tune in quite on time, and I've got my press guide today, so I've been nosing through that. But I enjoy the Acura race. Hopefully I'll be out the track Saturday night.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And what have you been up to besides no good, Randall?
Well, the last 2 weeks I've had a prior engagement with the Orlando Magic, and believe it or not, was supposed to be there again tonight. And I said, if I don't come to the radio show tonight, these guys are never going to have me back. So I opted out and came here, and I'm glad I did. I miss being here.
Yeah. What do you think of the rookie crop this year?
I think Allie said something earlier about even in ARCA how some of these guys are going to have a yellow bumper, but they're not necessarily rookies in terms of their racing experience.
That.
And I've got the same thing with some of these guys in the different NASCAR series. They've got an awful lot of racing experience. You know, remember that Juan Pablo Montoya was a rookie, but that's kind of an oxymoron. You know, I mean, that call.
Well, the better one was, what was it, this past year or last year in Busch? John Andretti, a rookie.
Weird deal. That was definitely
right.
one of
you
those.
You can't get any weirder than that one, Randy.
Yeah,
who's the last rookie to win the 500?
The last rookie to win the 500? I'm trying to think if any rookie has won the 500.
Here it comes.
Go ahead.
Pete Hamilton, right?
That was the Daytona 500, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's right.
71?
That,
Look up the Daytona 500.
Okay. Okay.
At the racetrack. When you get to the racetrack, they're on the side. Got my press card.
All right, let's go back.
I want to wish you, I guess, by the way, all good luck over the race.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I love racing, but these guys always tease me because I don't go to local tracks. Well, I don't hear any of them volunteering to give me a ride because it's a long walk.
Yeah.
Ha, guys.
I told you I'd send Jeff Corner to pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, Randy,
wouldn't that be something?
Allie, you don't know it, but she loves Jeff Corner.
Oh, sure I do. I like it. Every time he hits a wall and blows an engine, blows a tire, that's favorite
brutal.
Guy.
That's
I
just
never...
not right. You don't root for somebody. You don't root that way.
You know, we friends, right? I got Jeff Gordon sitting right next to you Saturday night.
And you are dead meat.
At the Arca, I won't be there, so it won't matter to me.
I know where the studio is, gentlemen.
Yes, you do.
I live in town.
Next Monday, come right over here to the studio.
We have never baked us a pie, so how come? What about that, huh?
Oh, if you guys are nice, I might make you a nice fat apple pie.
Oh. I thought she was getting ready to
Don't
say
tease.
Something else.
Now I'm going to start talking. Don't tease us.
No.
We can eat.
At the beginning of the show, I missed the beginning. Kidding. You sent out sympathies to me. I asked who it was.
Mark.
Sympathy? He died?
No.
Oh,
no.
Right.
He was in a car accident.
The guy who died was
Richard
Petty driving experience.
Richard Petty driving experience.
Also, too, while we're speaking on that, Randy, Michael England, who races super late models with us, his dad had a heart attack yesterday at East Bay Raceway, and Michael's had to pull out and go home. I don't know if he's going to make it with us next week, but if not, we wish him the best.
How did Herbert's kids make out? I haven't heard.
Herbert's kids, both of them died.
Oh, mother of God. I haven't read it. Oh, boy. That's
Doug Herbert's kids were killed in the wreck. 117 and 112.
Oh, okay. Great. All right,
Gene, we're going to give you a shot, and we're going to go around the room. Allie, get ready. it's early, but we're going to do it anyway. Forget qualifying. Forget all the other stuff. Daytona 500 winner. Gene.
Oh, it's got to be an Earnhardt. Who else? Come on. He knows the track as well as his dad. That's him. He's there, Talladega.
Earnhardt Jr. Okay. Bobby Labonte.
Ooh, is that your
hold
pick?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
No.
Yeah, no. Hey, I just want you to remember something.
Yes, sir.
I, on this radio show,
yes,
predicted Ward Burton to win the Daytona 500 when
what, did you come here when everybody else wrecked?
Okay, no. Okay, so I got Bobby Labonte. We got Dale Earnhardt. You're on there, sport.
Who, not me?
No, I'm waiting for Billy.
Oh, yeah, come on, Billy.
Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ouch.
You that took my man, Little Dale, so I'm going to pick Randy's man, Kyle Busch.
You're not a fan then. You support your fan.
I'm taking Little Dale. If I can take Little Dale, you already picked him.
Joe, go ahead. Kevin Harvick. Can't pick Franchitti. Okay. Kevin Harvick.
I didn't know you last year.
No. Allie.
I'm going to go with Carl Edwards because he got a taste of victory from the Busch series, so I bet he's going to be a hard charger.
Carl Edwards.
He's a good driver.
So,
all right. Yeah, see, here's this. She drives. She listen to this. She got a Dodge from Daytona Dodge. She drives a Chevrolet,
and she's picking
a Ford. What is up with you?
And a driving BMW.
That's called
right?
being a racer.
Diversity. All right, listen. We got 1 minute to go. Joe, tomorrow night.
That's right. It is the 37th annual Florida Alltel Dirt Car Nationals. Tomorrow night, we're going to kick it off with the UMP Modifieds, and you'll see Steve Harpin, as well as the O'Reilly Auto Parts All-Star Circuit of Champions, 410, full-blown sprint cars. All starts at 7:30, grandstand open at 5.
Billy, you're going to be running the whole program, right?
You can see me on the flag stand tomorrow and Wednesday. And then Saturday night. Saturday night, you're going to drop the green flag on the World of Outlaw sprint car race.
You got it. Allie, thank you for joining us.
Best of luck this week.
Absolutely,
Allie. And we're all going to be rooting for number 12 Saturday night.
That's
right. Thank you.
We look forward to being able to bring you some of the race results and talk to you a little bit about what's going on racing related. We may be preempted. We don't know the answer to that. It just all depends on what's going on with MRN and all the rest of that stuff. But in any event, have a good night, and we'll certainly be talking to you about what's going on racing. Good night, everybody.
Night. Yeah.
This is News Talk 1150 WNDB Daytona Beach.
WNDB News Talk 1150.
The other states.
McCain isn't just blowing smoke, says CBS News political consultant Joe Trippi.
You're starting to get the sense that the Republican establishment has decided that McCain may be their best chance at winning this thing.
But the race in California has become tight enough that Romney added another visit. Hillary Clinton campaigned in Connecticut today.
We have to reform our government.